Hello, today is Friday, and on the WSIU Almanac, 62 years ago today, Walt Disney released Lady and the Tramp. Locally, starting off with a couple of blood drives, this morning in Jefferson County, donate blood at Sparrow Family Services from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., or this coming Monday, give the gift of life, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning at Olney Central College. This coming Saturday in Murfreesboro, the St. Joseph Memorial Hospital Auxiliary is hosting a fashion show luncheon fundraiser. And again, it takes place Saturday, June 24th, starting at 1 o'clock at 17th Street Warehouse. All the funds will benefit the hospital's emergency room expansion. Interested in riding your bicycle on the wonderful Tunnel Hill Bicycle Trail east of Vienna? Well, the Shawnee Group of the Sierra Club is offering a free and open biking event. It takes place this coming Sunday, June 25th. Meet at 10 o'clock in the morning at the Visitor Center on the Tunnel Hill Bicycle Trail. By the way, helmet is required. And if you want to go first, you do need to get a hold of the outing leader. His name is Bob Mulcahy. And the telephone number, 618-942-6342. And now, since it is Friday, here is Cheryl Ernst with the Astronomical Association of Southern Illinois.
Jupiter is, of course, the brightest object currently in our evening sky, aside from the moon itself. And the king of planets hovers low in the south near Spica throughout the month. The waxing gibbous moon dallies with Jupiter on the evening of June 3rd. In astronomical terms, a waxing moon means that the illuminated portion of the moon is increasing night by night. Its opposite, waning, means that the moon's lit portion is decreasing. The term gibbous refers to the phase between first quarter and full, and between full and third quarter. In other words, when the moon is more than a crescent, but less than full. When exactly half of the moon appears to be lit, the moon is at quarter phase. First quarter moon is halfway between new moon and full, while third quarter is between full and new moon. The moon is full when it's closest to Saturn in June. This happens on the evening of June 9th. Saturn lies low in the southeast as evenings fall, early in June. The ringed planet lies between the sinuous shape of Scorpius the Scorpion and the teapot-shaped pattern of Sagittarius the Archer. Away from city lights, you may see the glowing band of the Milky Way at its brightest, near Sagittarius, rising like steam from Sagittarius's teapot. This is the direction of the galactic center, the great hub of the Milky Way galaxy, more than 25,000 years away from us at the speed of light. Venus appears in our morning sky throughout June, its unflickering silvery glare shining low in the eastern sky as dawn approaches. The waning crescent moon approaches Venus on the morning of June 20th. The next morning, the even thinner moon hangs below and between Venus and the tiny dipper-shaped Pleiades star cluster. Catch this close grouping of planet, moon, and star cluster an hour before sunrise on June 21st.
And that's the June 23rd WSIU Almanac. Enjoy your weekend.